Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the River Islands guest line, it's our favorite, and we're going to do this every single Tuesday. It's the Not Our Fault podcast, and quite frankly, John Feliciano, you don't need to say not our fault when you win, huh? Niners are, everybody's loving the big guys now.
It's definitely better when you win. And shout out to Connor Colby, huh? Came in and played pretty well.
How about that, man? Yeah, he did. He jumps in there for the injury situation to Barch and basically throws a perfect game, and it was clean. I wonder, John, what is it like for an offensive lineman when you got to throw to the backup QB and he kind of plays a different style, less mobile than Brock Purdy? What's that like for you guys?
If we block well, then we ain't got to worry about him running around. So there's definitely a little more, a little more grace if you have a mobile guy back there. But I talked to Mitch Morris. He played. He was a center. He played with the Jags last year. I spent some time with him in Buffalo, and I mean him and a bunch of other dudes are just like, dude, you're gonna love Mac. He's gonna kill it for you guys. And I think he did, man. He played well.
He played great, and I wonder when you look at it from an offensive line standpoint, and you know he got sacked three times, one of which was a strip sack fumble that McKivitz gave up. Would you file that one under not our fault? What happened when McKivitz eventually got beat?
No, that's definitely McKivitz's fault. Somehow just like missed his footing and ended up on his knees, and that's not where you want to be. Besides that, I think he played well.
Yeah, that one was weird though, right? Because he gets his guy on the ground and he did kind of lose his balance, and then the defensive player was able to get up and kind of scoot around him. At what point when you're blocking a guy, how many seconds do you have to go out and hold your block?
Yeah, we talked about this earlier today when we shot our pod. We were watching the Bills and Jets game, and dang, what's his name? The quarterback that was on the Bears and
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Man, get rid of the ball, dude. There's something like you get four and a half seconds, and that's a freaking great pocket. Man, it pissed me. It's like, bro, like, what are we doing? Get rid of it. And then let's don't get me started on like quarterbacks jumping into sacks. That sucks for us.
Okay, I love this. I love this. John Feliciano's with us because you offensive linemen, you know how it is. Like, you guys have this, and obviously you're not all the same, but there's very much, I think, there's a thought that you often are the you are the blame guys. Like, you step in front of people to take a bullet, at least metaphorically, right? Like, that's what you do. But to hear you say, hey, man, we made you a good pocket. Get rid of the ball. Are these conversations ever happening kind of like in a locker room or on a sideline with the quarterback? What is his responsibility?
I mean, there's been times on it's never happened in San Francisco, but other teams that I've been a part of where if it's a week after week kind of thing, there's always that one guy that's a little crazier in the room, and sometimes they blow up, and you're just like, you're never really directly saying it to the quarterback. And look, like, obviously we don't know what's going downfield. Like, there might be someone about to get open or something. But there's definitely been blow ups that I've been a part of on the sideline of guys just like, get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
There he is.
Almost,
that was close.
You said you get me start talking, having flashbacks. I can't help myself.
It's okay.
No, it's natural.
It's okay, John.
That's kind of like what you just did is like when the offensive line, especially the tackle, does that jump step right as the ball is being snapped. Was it a false start? Was it well timed? That was a close one there, John.
They didn't throw the flag. I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to follow up on that notion of quarterbacks in the pocket, because last year Brock Purdy even admitted that he was breaking out of the pocket too soon. Is that something that, as an offensive lineman, you have to almost coach up the quarterback to say, look, you know, hang in there. We're going to keep protecting you. Don't break the pocket so early, because then you guys can't really protect.
Yeah, there's sometimes where it's really hard to figure out where, like when I was playing in Buffalo, figure out where the heck Josh is back there. But I'll tell you, it's you rather have those kind of guys, because if you screw up, there's a good chance they'll make you right. So there's positives and benefits on both sides.
There's a good point right there. John Feliciano with the Niners the last couple of years. Now it's the Not Our Fault podcast that you can check out, and he's joining us every week here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. By the way, and he's on YouTube. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can get over there and see John. What are you drinking right now, John? I saw you take a sip. What are you drinking?
It's a liquid death. It's water. It's a seltzer.
I know the liquid death.
Lime.
Yeah. Oh, lime. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure, because, by the way, like, we're not allowed to have a beer during the show, but you are.
Oh, great. But in solidarity, I wouldn't, because we're guys.
Okay.
But if you want me to, I can see what I can do next week.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, in solidarity, if you happen to crack one, then by gunnet, we'll have to do that same thing, John.
I know. I think we could get it by corporate if we're like, we're trying to be teammates here.
And he's bigger than us, too.
Yeah.
They're gonna be coming for me. They're gonna be like, we let Feliciano on this show. Now look what's going on.
John, what about this? Because you've been real forthright with this. If the phone rings from the 49ers, you're taking the call. When you see Dom Pooney and Ben Bartsch and even Trent, who was questionable in this game, when you're watching these games and you see a guy go down, what's going through your head?
I do not want any of that action. I don't want none of that smoke out there in tackle. So do not call me if you need me to play tackle.
Okay. Okay.
I have a decent name in the league. I don't want to ruin it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I worked out today. Ran a little, you know.
Attaboy.
Fair enough. I think it was Pooney who got rolled up on it. Might have been Ben Bartsch, but when I see that, that's got to be like the biggest nightmare for you, right? Where you're playing guard and you're getting out there and trying to finish a block, and all of a sudden there's a collision behind you, and you get just your legs whipped out from under you.
Yeah, and Ben don't have the luxury of being like Pooney, who is like Gumby. Or in my earlier career, I would get in those weird situations like Pooney gets, and I would be okay. But turn year five or six, that went away, right? Pooney, he gets every game looks like he dies on the field. He gets put in a situation that is just not pretty, and then he lays on the ground for a second and does his little roll back and forth, and then gets up, and you're like, oh, thank God. But Ben did not have that luxury. His like, it looked nasty on film. His legs just like got caught in there and he couldn't get it out in time. And those are the worst.
John Feliciano's with us. This is off topic, but I hear so many people, as Joe Burrow suffers the third major injury of his career, I hear a lot of people say, boy, Cincinnati just has never protected him the way that they should. What is your perspective on that specific to Burrow?
Yeah, outside looking in, it doesn't look great. I know a couple guys out there, and they're definitely good ball players. So I don't know what's going on over there. They can obviously get better up front. I don't know what their O-line coach situation is and who they got. I'll tell you who they don't got is Chris freaking Firster.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, what is it?
Hey, Fur, I'm sucking up, Fur. I'm sucking up, buddy.
No, I like it. You're doing great. And we'll send the clip over there down to Santa Clara. But what is it about Firster that makes him so fun to play with, outside of the fact that he looks like he's just a maniac when it comes to, you know, taking his job so seriously?
It's I have this thing for, like, grumpy people that you can just mess with. And man, Fur is just first off, like a wizard in that offense, and his just the things that he can bestow on you, like just random things while we're just walking on the field or something. It's these little pebbles that you pick up from him that made me a better player when I got there. He's been in that system forever, and he knows what works, and he's gonna demand it from you. And there's always this running joke in the O-line room where it's like, dude, Feliciano gets to say whatever he wants, and people would be scared to say stuff in the room. But man, he's a great man, dude. I love that dude. I love just messing around in that meeting room and, you know, at the appropriate times.
John, you know what I was thinking?
Well, there was definitely a couple times where I said something and then there was a silence. And in my head, I'm like, oh, in my head, I'm just like, oh God, no. Oh, crack a smile, Fur, please.
You know what I was wondering about over the last two games? People always say, oh, that's a tough road environment. And what they're really talking about, I think, first and foremost, is the offensive line, right? You're the guys who have to deal with that noise and not false start. How would you describe to our listeners playing in Seattle and playing in New Orleans?
Dude, New Orleans is Seattle's definitely loud. I remember my first start my rookie year, like preseason start, it was like game four and we were at Oakland in Seattle. And I just like it. That was the first big like atmosphere that I was ever a part of. And that there, I mean, New Orleans, because of the dome, it's so dang loud. KC is super loud. Like some of these places, man, you... Like when we were playing Seattle that Thursday night game, my first year, was at 23. I remember Jake, we're in the middle of like Jake's making a call. I'm looking at Jake and I can't hear him. I just hear his, I just look, I can see his mouth moving.
Wow. So, I mean, are you reading lips or what do you do?
You better know your offense just in case. Jake does a great job of trying to do things that you can see or hear. So, I mean, there was definitely times in that Seattle game where you could see there was a couple plays that some of the guys outside couldn't get the point and went to the wrong guys. And that's credit to the Seattle fans.
Yeah, and that's what makes the 12th man so famous and popular up there. I want to ask you about one play, John, and it was the quarterback sneak from Mac Jones. It was kind of a tush push. Tongue just really kind of picked him up by the waist and carried him forward. What do you think of that play as an offensive lineman, and just how violent does that thing get down there?
It's the worst. Oh man, there's times where you're just getting stepped on, and every what game was it? There was a play early in my career where it was a quarterback sneak, and it was, oh my God, what was his name? He just retired on the Ravens, the big fat man, big nose tackle. He was just laying on top of me, and like I was like about to be in a panic because I couldn't breathe. I was like, bro, can we get this pile off of me? I can't breathe. But there should be no – the talk of banning the tush push is the most
You can say it.
Female – a cat.
Oh, yeah.
The most it's cat thing in the world.
Soft, right? It's a soft idea.
Bro, I mean, I will say they can't – they need to line up correctly. And that there was something on with the Eagles about the line, like false starting. Yeah, those obviously can't break the rules, but you can't stop a quarterback sneak. Like, be a man.
Michael Pierce, by the way, is that fat Raven you're talking
Michael
about?
Michael Pierce. Oh my God.
Don't you hate those big fat guys, John?
He caught a pick and then retired, dude. I mean, good for him.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. You saw how tired he was? I love that clip. He was a great player.
John Feliciano is with us. Check out his new podcast, the Not Our Fault podcast. They're working hard on that and making it great and reacting to everything in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Every week. And I wonder, you know, we probably should have gotten just sort of an overall thought on what you think of the 49ers 2-0 start. It hasn't been like flashy, but it's been on the road. It's been close games. Like, what do you think this sets them up for the rest of the way?
Yeah, it's good to have some close games under your belt. And if you can get them early, you can just keep capitalizing on off of that. Just that confidence to know that we can finish a game, finish out a series. I think they'll be 3-0 after this week.
Why the confidence? Why the confidence in this game, John? Especially we don't even know who's quarterback in this one.
It don't matter. I think I'm just a 49er fan.
Okay. I thought you saw something in the Cardinals or something that you see.
I've watched. Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched both of the Cardinals games already. And, you know, they almost gave it up against the Panthers. And then, you know, the Saints played them really well. So I think if Mac plays, he has, this is his second game under his belt. He's a proven quarterback. And CMC's back. I mean, I don't want to hear no slander about CMC. I don't even know what, it was a safety. Met the safety in the hole, made a miss, and got 9 yards. Like, I think that run game is really close to popping off like we did my first year with them. I think we'll be all right.
Are they going to be all right even if Juice is unable to go with the concussion? Can they get by with, you know, Tonjes playing the fullback and them doing, you know, a little bit of different things, including some 13 personnel with the three tight ends in there?
Yeah. Tonjes knows that position. Juice would be a big it would suck if Juice couldn't play. But I think they'll be all right.
All right, John, this might be a tough spot for you, but I'm curious, especially with the Bills playing on Thursday night. The 49ers are still, they got youth in spots. They're trying to get better. They're trying to get healthy. But what do you think would happen if those two teams played right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't be the Bills would probably win. Wouldn't, not counting us out. It would be a good game, but I think the Bills are – the best team in the league right now. Meet the Niners towards the end of the year when BA comes back and Brock's back and George is back, when they're full go. And that's my Super Bowl game. That's who I think will be playing in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it'll be a sucky game for myself. I wouldn't want to.
Well, unless you happen to be on one of the two teams going for a ring, right?
That would be cool too. When we were making our Super Bowl run my first year, I was like, man, I was looking over, I was like, man, I knew we were going. I was like, full confidence in us, and I was like, man, I do not want to play the Bills in the Super Bowl, because I would have hated it to take that away from their fans.
All right, John, this is the most important question that we've asked in all three of our conversations, quite frankly. And then I'll tell you why I'm asking. But, John, what was for dinner tonight?
I made some sloppy joes.
Okay. And the reason I'm asking, by the way, how many of them did you eat?
You know, I'm trying to be good. I only knocked down two.
Only two? Okay.
I wanted to go for the third so bad, but I was, you know.
No, but if you're
make sure this body is ready,
right? Yeah. But if you're trying to stay to playing weight, like you gotta keep.
I'm there.
Yeah, you got okay. Phew! What a relief! All right, okay. Only yeah, two
don't worry
sloppy
about
joes.
That. He's
all
there. Right. He's there.
Perfect. Hey, John. We'll talk to you next week. Always awesome, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys. See you next week.
Okay, yep. That's John Feliciano. The Not Our Fault podcast, and obviously he's been with the Niners for the last 2 years, and who knows where he will be at the end of the year, but at minimum, he'll be talking about the Niners if he's not on the Niners.
Yeah, I'm going to need him to not be on the Niners for a while because I need this. That is so good. It's so funny. And it's also just watching the internal struggle where he wants to say something, but he knows he shouldn't say it in that way, and so... Like, he paused, and when I asked him about the tush push, and he said, if you think it should be banned, then you, the cat, can I say that?
Yeah, you can say
can
cat.
Can we talk about cats?
You can say cat.
Yeah. I don't know if I like you encouraging him to just say it.
Well, I mean, he did have two other near misses.
Oh, yeah.
He had some real near misses.
Like he said, though, if there's no flag, there's no penalty.
Yeah, well, you know
I only
what?
Have a certain number of times I can push the button back here is all I'm saying.
You didn't push it at all, did you?
No.
Okay.
Oof.
There's a couple.
It was close.
A couple flinches, yeah. I saw.
He was very close.
Yeah. You know what happened a little bit?
He dropped
bit?
The pho, which is, as you know, it's a soup
it's
that you
delicious.
Can have. Right.
It's delicious, yeah. Yeah. Pho. Red Warner was on the show earlier today.
Thank you.
So there
That's
was
a five.
That. Yeah.
It's a five.
And we started the whole conversation by going, hey, pho, Red, what's going on today, man?
Man, just feeling blessed. You know, 2-0 on the road to start the year. It don't get much better than that, so I'm excited, man. It's a good feeling.
Well, it's hitting you some kind of way for sure, man. I'm sure you're aware of the video that made the rounds, of you walking off the field at New Orleans, and you seem to be, I don't know if overcome is the right word, but there were a lot of emotions. Can you take the fans into what was going on there in your mind?
Yeah, no, I think overcome is exactly right, dude. I mean, it was just an overflow of just gratitude in that moment. You know, I pray for moments like Sunday where, you know, I could be put in positions to help my team win games. That I think in that moment, just seeing all those fans that just overtook the same stadium, man, and they're all screaming for me. And it was truly just a moment of gratitude. It was overwhelming, but I can't speak enough to how amazing the faithful have been on the road. I can't wait to be back home this week for our first home game. I know they're going to show up and be big for us at home.
71 snaps. You played all of them on defense, and the one that stands out was the play on Alvin Kamara where he catches it on his helmet and you come in and do what you do, which is punch out the football. How are you able to always get to the ball with that right cross?
It's something about that right hand, man. My left hand isn't as precise or as strong as that right. But, you know, it's something that I truly do work it day in and day out, all camp, all year long, really. You know, I made it a point of emphasis this past week of practice, man, of just really having it on my mind. Because if you don't, you just go out there, you make tackles, right, and you don't think about it. But to have it present in your mind, that's the key. And so in that moment, I really was running over there. And so, I mean, Alvin Kamara is an amazing player. This dude has the ball kind of locked onto his helmet. I have my hand outstretched waiting for the ball to kind of fall off his helmet into my hands. And then at the very last moment, being able to ball my fist up and punch it out, it was a big moment that we needed to kind of swing the game.
Fred, you know what's interesting, too, and I think the greats are often never satisfied, so maybe that applies here, but a lot of fans are really impressed and excited by what they see defensively. After the game, you spoke a lot about all the things that still need to be a whole lot better. How would you sort of put into words your satisfaction level so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always got to look at where you can be better, right? I think that was why, especially in that moment right after the game, I'm always thinking about, man, like, we gave up 3 touchdowns in the red zone, and we gave up a ton of penalties on third down, I wouldn't say, but key penalties on third down that extended these long drives, right, that allowed them to continue to run the football and get down there, and then we're not holding them for 3, so... You know, those are the glaring things in my mind. Now, if we correct those things, we can be such a dominant defense. But the great news is that, man, we're playing at a really high level with a lot of new pieces, right? Everybody talked about all offseason, all training camp, all preseason, about all these young guys that we have playing, different guys that we may have signed off of free agency. And guys are playing at a high level, you know, in terms of these young guys. Man, I'm really excited about a lot of these guys. And the energy, the swag that we're playing with, the standard is always going to be the standard regardless of your age or who you are. So, you know, I think as long as we continue to strive to be at our best and get better every single week, then the sky's the limit for us. I don't think that you can put a limit on us.
Yeah, nobody wants to put a limit on what you're doing defensively. And I'm thinking about a couple of young guys. Mykel Williams in his second game was terrific. And your linebacker mate, not a rookie, but kind of new to starting. What's it like playing alongside D. Winters and the energy he brings?
Oh, dude, it's amazing. I love D. Winters. So happy for him and his progression with our team. And, you know, I tell the story of how he came in as a rookie, and I was like, I'm not too sure about old D. Winters. I don't know. But, you know, there's guys that truly, you know, they need reps, man. And, you know, some guys, they develop differently than others. And for D, he just needed those reps, man. And, you know, he's been able to stay healthy, be on the field to get those. And it's a complete credit to him, man, the way that he's worked, the time that he's put in and committed himself to wanting to be his best. And it's showing up now on Sundays in a big way. You know, I know when that ball's going to the flat, I'm booking it over there just in case I never want a guy to be alone on an island, but he's proven to me that he truly can be one-on-one with anybody out in space. And so it's really fun being out there just playing with a lot of energy and having fun.
Fred Warner with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Fred, we know that Dre is your boy, but I would like to know how you compare the two players. How would you compare Dre and D?
I mean, yeah, when you look at the, I guess, the the first thing that pops up is the speed that they play with. They both have similar builds, but they both are extremely explosive and fast athletes on the field and cerebral football players. You know, they're both their own individuals. You know, I would never want to compare D to anybody. I think D is his own unique person and player. But I think when you look at just their builds, right, how explosive they are, the speed, I think that's what you see in both players.
Not looking for you to compare this year's DC to last year's, but Robert Saleh comes back to the team. What has changed on the field that fans can really look at?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
That has made this defense maybe more aggressive and certainly looks to be a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, Saleh's just been around the block, man. He's been there. He's done it at a high level for a long time. You know, he obviously had a stint in New York being the head coach. But, I mean, he knows football through and through, not just defense but offense. And I think that helps with how he prepares for these different offenses week in and week out. And, he puts us in just the perfect position to go out there and play fast, man, eliminating all gray area. He knows the exact calls to put us in certain situations within the game, so there's never a moment where, you know, I'm wondering what we should be. He just knows. It's almost like he's a fortune teller, man. This dude knows everything, I feel like. So it gives such confidence for a player to just go out there and play free, man. I love having him back.
Fred, you know what's interesting to also kind of look back at your earlier Niner days to now. It's weird to say this about someone who's only 28 years old, but you've moved into this elder statesman role. And I don't just mean this about the 49ers. I'll be straight with you. This question is inspired by my 16-year-old daughter, Ella, who is the largest Fred Warner super fan that lives on planet Earth. She's freaking out that we're speaking today. Here's what I want to know. Like, your recognizability, your podcast with your wife, your standing in the NFL, that has all changed a lot in the last 3, 4, 5 years. So how have you handled that? How has that changed your life?
I think it's something that comes with it when you have success on the field and other things, other opportunities present themselves off the field. But, don't get it twisted. I think the reason why I've been able to have sustained success in this league is because of just remaining humble and not ever being comfortable, I guess, or content with what I've done. I always feel like there's another level. And, early on, all I wanted was my respect And so then once I got that, it changed into, okay, like what now? You know, if that were just my sole motivation, then I would have stopped playing hard a long time ago. But there's just this fire burning within me, man, that really makes me go hard day in and day out. And God's really blessed me with this ability to play this game. And it's up to me now to really just squeeze every drop in the bucket that I can. And I'm trying to every single day.
We see the fire you play with, and I'm wondering if that fire was even hotter this past off season after last year's 6-11 disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many things that I've had, not just me, but like our team has had to go throughout the years. You talk about going to Super Bowls, losing Super Bowls, losing NFC Championship games. Like, I mean, yeah, you can find these different motivations, especially in a season where you go 6-11. I mean, that's as bad a year as I've been a part of since probably my rookie year or 2020. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's a whole new year. I can't get in the huddle and tell these guys, hey, let's right our wrongs from last year, because at the end of the day, guess what? Half the team wasn't even here last year that dealt with that, right? So they're all going to be looking at me like, man, look, I don't know what you're talking about, Fred. We have no idea how that was. So it's about, you know, just being the best version of yourself for your teammates, so that when moments come where you need to be relied on, that you're there to be the guy that your teammates can rely on to help win football games. Because at the end of the day, it's all about just winning. That's it.
Fred, how is the vibe in the locker room so far, particularly if you put it in the framework of the adversity that you guys have faced, a backup quarterback already playing a game? How does that kind of adjust the way guys are reacting after a game?
Yeah, I mean, I think the vibes have been amazing, really. I love our group. I love the fact that we do have a lot of you know, newer players, young guys. It's a good mix between the young players and the veterans. And it is always a next man up mentality in this league. Unfortunately, we've had to deal with that, a number of seasons where we've had injuries at key positions. And so it's not like we're unfamiliar with it, but it doesn't mean that it's not hard to win football games when you don't have your guys out there. But it just speaks to our character of our team. It speaks to the standard that is upheld, that regardless of who's in there, man, the expectation is the same, of playing winning football and doing the things necessary to win.
You talked about the vibes, and one thing I noticed in the game on Sunday is the boombox guy, D'Amador Lenore, now there with Trent Williams. Kind of fun to see him side by side. Trent, 6'6", 380, and, you know, Demo, a little smaller, but equally ferocious. What's he been like stepping up into an increased role on this team?
Yeah, Demo, man, I'm super happy for him and his ascension in this league as a player and then also as a leader for our team, you know, being voted captain. That's a player voted deal, right? So it speaks to how his teammates feel about him, and he's just put the work in over the years to really become one of the best players and corners in his league. And the energy that he brings, the tenacity that he brings, that's who we are. That's who the 49ers are. And so love having Demo out there with me.
While we're talking about other individuals, I mean, again, you've had one game with each QB. How is their sort of locker room leadership different, or do you kind of take over that role from them?
No, I wouldn't say anybody needs to take anything over. You know, I'm my same guy. I'm the same person regardless of the situation. I think Mac's done a great job of coming in and just doing what was asked of him last week. Purdy is the man. You know, I love Purdy with everything in my soul, because this guy, I believe, could be the best in the game. He's shown that already in this league in, 3 years of playing after being drafted last in the draft. But, the things that he was doing in training camp were unreal. So I'm excited for when he does get back. But can't say enough about Mac and his resilience and just his preparedness to come in and help us win a game last week. And we'll see what happens this week and if Purdy's healthy enough to go.
Fred Warner is with us. And, Fred, when we get a big fancy guest like yourself, we love to do something on the way out the door called the Big Finish and get to know maybe a little something about you that we don't already know. You ready to ride?
Let's ride.
Okay.
Let's ride.
Fred, here's the deal. There's two categories. You pick one. Do you want to do BYU or Fred's firsts?
Oh, wow. We got BYU and Fred's first. I guess let's go Fred's first. Sounds interesting.
Okay, Fred's first. Here, question number one. Do you remember your first touchdown as a youth football player?
Oh, as a youth football player, this is including Pop Warner?
Yeah.
As far back as you want to go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Unless you guys knew something that I didn't know. Pop Warner, I can't remember that far back, but I think high school first touchdown may have been like junior year, like on a pick six or something. I think that may have been the first that I can remember. I don't even know if I scored.
Did you not play on the offensive side in high school?
I did. I played tight end. I actually started. My high school career started playing tight end, and I didn't play defense until my sophomore year on JV. And then going forward, I played both tight end and defense.
Yeah, maybe you can get an invite to Kittle's tight end U. You certainly have the hair for it to match up with George and the fellas. Yeah. Number two, Fred. Where did you and your wife, Sydney, go on your first date? And I hope you remember this one.
Oh, boy, I sure do, man. It was an iconic first date. You know, I took her five-star In-N-Out burger, man.
Yeah! Yes!
Fine dining, man. And I remember I was starving. I probably ordered way too much food. So I think she only ordered like a Coke and some fries. So probably made a fool of myself there. But hey, it was a great time.
Fred, there's something about that place. My wife and I ended up there on our wedding night as well. There's something about it.
Something about it. Yeah, that's great.
All right, last one, Fred. When you got the bag in the NFL, what was your first big purchase?
Oh, first big purchase. I'd probably say when I bought my home, our home that we bought here in the Bay. I'm a kid from San Diego, and being drafted to the Niners was a huge blessing for me to stay on the West Coast and be close to family and everything. And the Bay is my home now, right? I think I stay here year round. I train here. The band's been everything for me, so yeah, buy my first home.
I mean, do you want to do like an audio version of MTV Cribs and tell us a little bit about the place? Like, 10 bedrooms, 12, what do you got?
Too many people already know where I live, so I can't say too much on the air. We'll see, maybe later.
Yeah, and with these home prices around here, you're probably going to have to play another 10 or 11 years just to make ends meet, right?
That's right, man. I mean, it's hard out here in these streets, man. Hard.
All right, Fred, home opener this weekend, man. What's the message to the fans on their way to Levi's here in a handful of days?
Man, I just want the faithful to show up big time for us. I mean, this is a huge divisional opponent. 2-0 versus 2-0. San Francisco 49ers, Arizona Cardinals. We can't do it without the faithful, man. Just show up and show out. Be loud.
Fred, thank you so much, man. Great to have you on the show.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
There it is. Fred Warner, the man I said earlier this week I would trade for no one. I mean, some people were like, Lamar Jackson? Like, well,
I mean, for defensive players?
Think about it. But
you'd be hard-pressed to find one, even on defense.
I know we all think the world of the quarterbacks, and it's hard not to, but there are not many people, if any people, that are more important on a football field than that guy when he suits up. Great, great stuff. All right, still time for your reaction. 888-957-9570, plus a former Giant kind of takes a shot at the current Giants. We'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about there coming up next. This is Willard and Dibs.
And
that's true.
You know, pretty good on Sunday with a loss now.
One loss.
Actually, it was a Monday loss.
You're undefeated on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Thursday.
True that.
And Friday.
Yeah.
Frickin' Monday.
Cost me.
Stupid.
Although, honestly, I didn't feel like I deserved that one. I was listening to the game, and your boy Chubb, he's at the 30. He's going to the 25. He's free at the 20.
Not deserving. It hasn't stopped just yet.
Nope.
I mean,
listen. Sure hasn't. Buffalo.
Two wins that you didn't deserve.
Couple of them.
That's the way it goes when you're hot. We're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. 888-957-9570. Mets lead the Padres 8-2 in the sixth. Flying out of New York like crazy. The Cardinals lead the Reds, though, 3-0. And JT Snow doesn't like the lineup tonight.
Oh, JT's weighing in.
Yeah, I think he deleted it. But I saw it.
Yep.
He's mad that Bryce isn't in the lineup tonight.
Well, he's a lefty, and they're throwing a lefty. So as a lefty, he probably is like, yeah, I don't want to play against a lefty.
Remember, JT Stone started out as a switch hitter.
That's right. I forgot that.
And then he wasn't hitting the ball. We're right-handed, so he went lefty only. But he has worked directly with Bryce and very much believes that he can hit left-handers. I see the method. I get it. Look, the Giants are not a sideshow yet, and they shouldn't be. As much as we want them to just be like, come on, play the kids, Bryce Eldridge, this is what excites us. Look, whether we like it or not, baseball organizations are not going to divorce themselves from analytics, nor should they. And I'm sure that it spit out against the left-hander tonight. Give Wilmer a few at-bats. That's probably going to go better for you, even though I don't know how you have analytics on Bryce Eldridge. He's had 3 big league at-bats. But I get it. Yeah, you have to win the baseball game, and then you got to blend that with the excitement around Bryce Eldridge. Oh, and then throw in that, let's see, the San Francisco Giants this year against left-handed pitching, a 214 collective batting average, which is dead last in all of baseball.
That's not good.
No.
It's not good, Bob. And if the results hold, Mets are comfortably in front 8-2 in the sixth. If the Mets win and the Giants lose, you're 3 back with 11 to go, and you don't have the tiebreaker.
Oof.
So you would need to pick up 4 on the Mets in the last 11 in order to get that done, which means if the Mets go 8-3, you're done. You can't catch him.
And you're flying to L.A. tomorrow night,
which could be difficult.
For 4 games against the Dodgers. It's not like you're going to go in there and sweep that thing.
No.
You know?
And even if things don't go well, at the tail end of your season, games 160, 161, and 162, you have a chance to be a part of history as the Colorado Rockies are finishing off the finishing touches on the worst run differential season in modern baseball. And it's not even close.
Yep.
They're at a -397, which is 54 runs worse than the previous low mark. So unless the Rockies go on an absolute heater, they're going to be the worst run differential team since 1910.
You could say that you can count on the Rockies. You could say that, right?
Yeah.
You can count on them every night. And remember, Dibs, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. It starts at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So, look, the whole must-win thing, you said it earlier. I know you hate the phrase, and no, it's not a rule that the Giants need to win tonight in order to move on. But the Mets are cruising. They're probably going to win this one tonight. The Diamondbacks will clinch the season series with you as well if they win tonight, and that goes for tomorrow afternoon as well. So, no, it's not a rule, but then, again, we live on planet Earth where we can sort of, like, gather the realistic nature of things as they unfold. Yeah, like, look, this is already a probably not.
Right.
It's been a probably not. It's been a definite not, and then they turned it into a probably not.
Flirted with a maybe on Friday night.
Flirted with a maybe, and then we're definitely back to probably not. And you got to win tonight and tomorrow.
You do.
You got to win these games if you want this to be anything that mathematically or realistically just makes sense.
Well, it starts with that tonight. So if you do win and you're only 2 back of the Mets with 11 to go, you do need to pick up 3 games on the Mets to avoid the tiebreaker, which would mean the Mets could go 7-4 in their final 11. You'd have to go 10-1.
Yeah.
So if the Mets go 5-6, which is not great, you still would have to go 8-3 over your final 11. And you've got 4 with the Dodgers. So if you want to even math it out, unless the Mets totally schmit the bed, then you still have the Reds to deal with their losing. If you beat Arizona twice, you'd hold the tiebreaker on them. But still, you have to go out and play the Dodgers 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how you want to slice this thing, it is tough sledding.
It's going to be real tough.
Real
tough.
It's going
to be real tough. Grandy, do you still have Cal Raleigh on your fantasy team? Was that a thing, or did I make that up?
I never had him on my fantasy
team. Okay, is that a Lucas thing? Somebody around here had Cal Raleigh on their fantasy team.
I know in the league that Lucas, Evan, and I are in, Evan had him.
Oh, Evan had him. Okay.
But that league's over now.
It's over. How did it go? Did you win?
I made it to the semis.
Okay.
Lost. Oh, yeah.
Did you get your money back?
No.
Okay. Anyway, I bring it up just because I don't even do fantasy baseball. But boy, if you do, you know, Cal Raleigh, am I right? He has homered twice again tonight.
Again?
That is
58?
56.
56, okay.
56, but he has broken the record, the major league record for home runs in a season by a switch hitter. He passes Mickey Mantle with number 55.
Yeah.
Then he walks up to the plate and does it again. 56 home runs. And Cal Raleigh is probably, I got to think at this hour, based on the number of at-bats left, I mean, he's probably headed for 60 this year.
Yeah, I mean, that the odds would be pretty good for that. And I just was going to look at his splits because I think they're pretty even on righty-lefty. As a lefty, he's hit 34 going into tonight and 20 as a right-hand hitter. I don't know what he did tonight as far as what side of the plate, but...
Let me look at the
that's
highlights.
Pretty...
I think he was left. Right-handed was number... 56 was right-handed.
Okay. So that'd be against a lefty.
Yeah, I did not see number 55.
Okay. So there you have it. That would be 21 against right-hand pitching, 34 against lefties. And the other interesting home run watch that I've been keeping an eye on is the Willy Adames one. Because he's got 28, if I'm not mistaken, right?
He's got 28. By the way,
two more for him to be the first one since Bonds to have 30.
Yes, I can now confirm Raleigh has one from each side tonight.
Of course he does.
Lefty for 55, righty for 56.
So 35 is a lefty, 21 is a righty. There you have it.
Crazy.
Yep. And OPS is a righty of 1,005.
Yeah.
And as a lefty, he's only 904.
You know what stinks about this, and I shouldn't even bring this up, but this is the cynical nature that of our thought process now. Like, you can go back to Maris and Ruth and everything, and that was a completely different time, and so I don't even know how to compare it. But since then, the whole concept of 60 home runs, it's like, I mean, does it happen anymore in a clean way? Like, the Maguire-Sosa-Bonds thing was no. And now, you know, here's Raleigh, there's Judge, and I don't know. I wish I could watch this and have a clean head. Like, I mean, how many baseball fans hadn't even heard of this guy before this year?
Right, before the All-Star break, the Big Dumper.
Yeah.
I'm looking at...
The Big Dumper is an amazing nickname.
9 seasons all-time of 60 or more homers. Bonds Maguire, Sosa Maguire, Sosa Sosa. So you can go ahead and take those 6 and put them in a category.
Yep.
Judge with 62... He might just be an athletic freak of nature.
He's a humongous human being.
And then Maris and Babe Ruth.
Yep.
That's your list. So there you have it.
Grandy, what are you about to do on the radio?
Brian Baldinger was on with the morning guys today with Spadoni and Chassie. So that's coming up next. And then I was debating what to do after that because you guys had a bunch of great guests on today.
Thank you.
I know we just heard Fred Warner again. It is all pro Fred, and there's probably a bunch of people who haven't heard that yet, so we're going to play Fred again at 6:30.
I'm told there are people who drive home from work at 6:30 who were not driving home at 5:20.
Yeah.
I know a couple of them.
Yeah, I don't like...
You guys?
Yeah.
No.
All right, so...
Facts.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Dibley listens to Fred Warner again coming up at 6:30, but before that, Baldy, and it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I do, yeah.
Oh, it's Cosell Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I better go do your homework.
My notes are done,
Cosell. Well, you'd be wrong.
Yeah, no, they're not.
And you don't have a bromance on George Kittle. We'll get into it now.
I've got a major bromance with Fred Warner.
Yeah, Fred Warner.
No, same thing. Fred Warner. I'm going home.
You'd be wrong.
Yes, I was wrong. Greg?
You were last night, too, but 9 times you've been right, so it's okay. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Risotto, hey, Giants, shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.